Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection, and we're talking with Tanya Smith, and she is with Turpentine Creek. And, of course, when it comes to big cats, you guys have a big heart, don't you?
Well, you know, we've rescued 18 big cats this year already. It's just been last year, I guess, 2021, which is just remarkable to me that we still have an issue after 30 years of needing to rescue that many animals. You know, we've maintained about 100 big cats and bear in the last 30 years, and it just hasn't gotten much better. So we keep working on it.
Now, you're the founder, and by golly, this probably took a lot more than just a big idea. It had to take a lot of heart and a lot of muscle and a lot of friends. How did this get started at Turpentine Creek?
Well, in 1978, my father had rescued the first lion that we had, but in 1992, we ran into a lady with 42 lions and tigers and 3 cattle trailers, and because we had had a lion in the past and my dad has experience, then she had approached us to help her with her 42 big cats that were in 3 cattle trailers. And through that, you know, we'd been looking at this piece of property in Eureka Springs for about 10 years before we actually purchased the property. But due to those 42 big cats needing homes, we actually purchased the property and started the rescue here in Eureka Springs. And it's crazy to say that it's already been 30 years. So that 30 years have went by really quick, and we've maintained at least 100 big cats all throughout that time, rescuing probably 450 big cats over the years. So it's always a challenge because we're not funded by any other source except what we can create through our own sanctuary, and that's through, you know, donations and people coming to the refuge. And we actually have rental units, so our donors can stay right on site, which is a really fun experience. If you've never done it, you don't have to go far to get away. And it's like you're in Africa, but at least the animals are in a containment, so you don't have to worry about them coming into your camp. So it's very safe.
Now, you're right there in Eureka Springs. That's a day drive, and it's just so much fun. There's a lot to see, a lot to do, and, of course, a lot to appreciate. But like you said, it does take funds in order to keep this operational. And big cats don't have a small appetite, I understand.
No, you know, we've been so fortunate that Tyson's been a partner with us for the last 30 years, and they've donated over 300,000 pounds annually of chicken to our cats, and they are meat eaters, so we feed about 800 pounds of raw meat every day here. So it's really something to be able to feed. We feed about 200 to 300 pounds of produce every day here, so it's a constant process just being able to collect the meat and then make the diets for the cats, which our interns do. We have about 15 interns that come in from all over the world, and they're all biologists, zoologists that come in and learn to be hands-on how to take care of these type of animals, large carnivores. And a lot of times they end up in zoos and all around the country working as veterinarians and things. And, you know, we've had over 400 interns go through the program since 1997. So there's a lot of outreach about Turpentine Creek Wildlife Refuge and with our past interns and our alumni.
We're talking,
but the food process is really its own animal, if you can say, because you know, we can only hold about 100,000 pounds here on site. And when Tyson's call, they have usually large orders of 100,000 pounds they need to donate. So what we do is we actually have them deliver it to Don's Cold Storage in Springdale, and then we pay Don's Cold Storage to store that meat for us, so we have ample supply throughout the year, no matter what. You know, this year it was COVID. You know, I remember when it was 9/11, everything changed, so there's always something in there to make it. I read the book, Who Moved My Cheese, and that seems like our life here at Turpentine Creek. We're always scrambling on where we're going to get our meat for the animals.
Oh, my. We're talking with Tanya Smith, and she is with Turpentine Creek, and of course, big on saving our big cat animals. You know, there was a famous actress who passed away, a very dear lady who loved animals just as much as she loved life herself. That's Betty White. And I understand we have a Betty White challenge that we're offering for folks to take you up on.
Yes, you know, it's with much sadness that we have to say farewell to Betty White. And she was such a champion for animals. And, you know, on Monday, January 17th, we'll represent her 100th birthday. So a lot of nonprofit organizations, such as Turpentine Creek Wildlife Refuge, is putting up a challenge so we can actually celebrate Betty and how she cared for animals. So we're asking everybody donate $5 in her name. So at least if you go to our website, which is tcwr.org or turpentinecreek.org, and make a contribution, put in that note. We're asking everybody to put Betty White in honor of her for this contribution, because you know, hopefully this will help her loved ones see what a legacy she left behind, you know, and that's one way that we want to honor her, by having people donate in her name. It's pretty exciting, you know, any time you have a legend like Betty that has been in the animal welfare business for as long as she was, and I think she always was a lover of animals. It's nice to have a way that we can honor her and also give back to the animals here at Turpentine Creek Wildlife Refuge. And, you know, all donations are tax deductible here, and that's how we operate. We're not government funded or funded by any other source except what we do create through admissions and admissions and lodgings and different things like that. But, you know, the great thing about Turpentine Creek, I had somebody come to me and say, Tanya, I don't know if you know this, but you stretch $1 donation into four. All right, so we really want to honor Betty with a donation, and we want to be able to send that to all of her supporters, and they know that you made a difference by donating in her honor.
This is really going to be great. Now, for folks who are looking to find out more about Turpentine Creek Wildlife Refuge, you have a website.
Yes, and we're on all social media channels, pretty much. So definitely check out our website. You can book lodging. You can buy your tickets online. Turpentine Creek is open every single day from 9 a.m. is our first tour. And in the winter, we shut down at 3 o'clock. The last tour is at 3, so you could be here till 4:30, but our goal is to get home before dark, and because all of our people here have their own animals also. So I encourage everyone to come out in the morning, enjoy the morning. There's a lot of activities in the morning here at the refuge, and again, we're open every day except for Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. And it's too snowy to get up the driveway, of course, or the schools are closed, and that's our queue that we close also. But you can buy your tickets online. You can adopt an animal symbiotically. You know, it's a great way to support an animal, and also for gifts, or if it's just a special animal to your heart, that helps fund the animal care for that. But, you know, 100% of any donated money go back to the mission and the animals. And that's why we've created all these other things, like you can come visit the animals and be educated and stay in our lodging, because that helps to support our administrative fees and all the other things that come along with running a business. So that's the great thing about Turpentine Creek, is that you know that 100% of your donation goes back to the animals.
That is really good. That is really reassuring. Now, I know that with this being a refuge, and the folks who may have been, you know, having big cats at their homes or residence, they might have started out with the best of intentions, but let's face it, unless you are the wild or you're prepared, like Turpentine Creek is, to really properly care for the animal, that might not always be a good idea.
No, and, you know, every time I go on a rescue, I think, oh, my God, this has got to be one of the worst things I've seen. And then I go on another rescue. So, you know, even if you think about the 450-plus animals we've rescued, and I've been on almost every single rescue, it's just amazing that, you know, there's still stories out there and still reasons why people are getting these animals and trying to keep them as pets. And a lot of people don't realize a lot of states won't allow you to have an animal as like a cougar or a mountain lion or even an African serval or a Bengal cat. You know, these are hybrid cats. And we're seeing a lot of need for rescue for these smaller designer animals that are still not good pets because they are exotic. And, you know, people get these African servals thinking they're going to have them in their homes. And, of course, there are a few successful cases. Those are the ones you see on social media. But most of the time, the cat is peeing in your house or spraying. You know, they like to mark their territory. Mm-hmm. There's just a lot of things that people don't realize. Plus, their teeth are quite large.
Oh, so gosh, yes.
They're not good to have around your children or your grandchildren or anybody that they don't know. So, they're, you know, we try to discourage those type of animals. There's so many good pets in animal sanctuaries that do need rescued, and they are what a family can actually manage and take care of. But, yeah, we see it all the time. I see on every rescue. A lot of these rescues we've been doing lately have been really large rescues with the tiger king cat and different things like that. But, you know, we did just rescue a cougar out of the Bronx, New York. So this cougar was living in Sasha in an apartment, and the people were trying to keep it as a pet. But, of course, at 11 months old, she's getting quite large, and she's not a good pet, and you can't keep her in the house. And your neighbors can't even know about her because they're going to call the cops. So, you know, we were thankful to be part of that rescue and bring Sasha here, and she'll get to live out her lifetime. We're a lifetime refuge, so any animal that comes here is here for the remainder of its life. We have an on-site veterinarian hospital and a veterinarian that works with us on a day-to-day basis. If we need anything for that animal, and she's also doing rounds, we're going to make sure that the animal gets everything it needs to have a comfortable and safe end of life anyway, however long that might be. A lot of our cats are living over 20 years of age, which is really unheard of in a big cat business because they should live like a domestic cat because they are getting specialized care mm-hmm. and have gotten so good at geriatric care that the animals are living into their... We have a tiger right now that's 23 years old. And I think our oldest was 27. So they live long here at Turpentine because it's a big spa for them.
What a great place. And folks that need your touch, don't forget the Betty White Challenge here. And make sure that you make that donation. And when you do, write Betty White on your donation here and make it count a little bit extra. And Tanya Smith, founder here of Turpentine Creek Wildlife Refuge, I want to thank you for your time and giving us an education and an insight as to what goes on at Turpentine Creek. And remember, folks, for a visit, maybe it's a bit cold today, but you can sure put it on your calendar here for a date or two in the next few weeks ahead. Eureka Springs, it's just a short drive.